My name is T and I deliver pizzas in a small rural town in northern Canada. I'm writing this immediately after getting off shift, and I'm scared shitless just recollecting it, so bear with me. The rural town I deliver in consists of about 25,000 people spread out along the foothills of a large mountain range. Many people that live here are farmers, loggers, and shit like that. We have a small college here too, so there are a few students from out of town living here as well. Unlike most delivery companies, the one that I work for allows people outside of the city limits to order pizza up to about 50 kilometers away from our location. Our company is like this because many of the town's residents actually live out of city limits in the foothills where their farms are. Obviously, this causes me and other drivers to be gone for long periods of time on deliveries. During the long deliveries, we aren't expected back for a minimum of an hour before my boss starts calling. To top it off, we are open until 5 a.m. every night. This combination of variables has caused me to witness and be a part of some really fucked up and creepy shit during my several years working here. I haven't told anyone much of it, but after tonight, I need to get this off of my chest. I'm positive that I was almost murdered tonight. Tonight started off like most other Tuesday nights. I was making shit tips and getting increasingly depressed about how my life as a driver was panning out. I had already taken several deliveries out to the boonies, and most of those redneck fucks didn't even toss a dollar my way. When the in-store delivery computer chimed that I had a delivery, I dreaded that it would be out to the boonies. Lo and behold, this delivery was to a house that hadn't ordered before, exactly 50 kilometers from our hub location. Feeling pretty pissed, I looked at the special delivery instructions portion of the delivery slip and felt a little better. Big tip: as long as instructions are followed, take the pizza inside the house to the upstairs bedroom. Door will be unlocked. Instructions like these aren't uncommon. Some people can be really fucking lazy. Feeling excited that my tips were about to pick up, I raced out there at record speeds. I didn't even stop to get a coffee like I usually do on those long deliveries. After about 25 minutes of driving down mostly dirt road, I reached what my GPS told me was the correct address. I hadn't seen another house for at least the last 5 kilometers, which again, wasn't that uncommon out in the boonies. Pulling up the driveway, I realized that this house was all kinds of fucked up. From the road it looked okay, but close up, I could tell that no one had lived there in a long, long time. The house was 2 stories tall, with a roof that was caved in a few spots and broken windows all over. To top it off, there was no door to speak of. "Unlocked my ass," I mumbled as I opened my door and went around the other side of my car to grab the pizza. As I was doing this, I started to hear a sound that made every hair on my body stand up. From the top left window, which from the directions on the tag was where their owner wanted the pizza, I could faintly hear laughing. What fucked me up so much about that laughing was that it wasn't your typical laugh because something is funny laugh. The only way I can describe it is that it sounded like someone was trying to imitate laughing, despite never hearing a laugh in their life. It sounded so fake. It was one long low ha, followed by a quick ha. Everything about it was so off. Now thoroughly freaked out, I squeaked out a weak "hello" in front of the door. No matter how hard I try, I cannot get the sound of whatever that was up there out of my head. After about 30 seconds of waiting, I heard a response.
I'm very hungry. Please hurry.
That phrase in itself doesn't seem terrifying in any way. But the way that whatever was up there said it has me fighting back a panic attack just thinking about it. The way the thing talked was so inhuman and so wrong. Its cadence was off, and its voice seemed so strained. Whatever that thing was, I never found out. I dropped the pizza on the floor and fucked off as fast as humanly possible. Despite writing this in the safety of my own home, I still feel so fucked up thinking about it. I'm a 28-year-old male, but when this happened, I was about 23. I worked at a mom-and-pop's pizza shop in Northern California. It's a small farm town and has a few suburbs near it. I kinda did everything since I knew the family. They trusted me running things while they were gone. This night though, I was working deliveries and got the weirdest one of my life. Everything seemed fine when I took the order. The lady ordered anchovies on her pizza, and I always think people who order that are super weird. She made a point to tell me that the pizza had to be hot when they got there, or she wouldn't pay for it. So I get the pizza and throw it in the warmer and drive to her house before any of my other deliveries. I'd like to tell you guys that her house was creepy and run down, but it looked like your average one-story new housing development home. I rang the doorbell and put on my fake-ass customer service smile. You all know what I'm talking about. As soon as she opens the door, I knew this was going to be bad. The haggard old lady, who looked like she was a smoker of 50-plus years, looked me dead in my eyes and said, "It better be hot, or I'm not paying like I told you over the damn phone." "I understand, ma'am. I made sure to stop by your place first, even though it was last on my list." "Bring it in. Set it on the table." She said this, and now I normally didn't go inside customers' homes because I read way too many stories on No Sleep and Let's Not Meet. But at this point, I'm just wanting to kill her with kindness and see where this will go. So I say, "No problem. Also brought cheese and ranch for you if you need it." As soon as I opened the bag, she grabbed a box and her hand was on the bottom of it, just rubbing it. "It's not hot enough! You fuckers do this every time! And not paying for this shit! Not a single dime!" One thing I have an issue with is my mouth. I don't know when to just shut up and try to understand where people are coming from. "Look, lady, your house is a 5-minute drive from our shop, and I stopped by your place first. There is no way that your pizza is cold. If you refuse to pay, you're going to be 86th, and I'll notate it on your account." She immediately walked into her kitchen and came back out. She had an old pizza from a few weeks prior that she had ordered from us and threw it at me. "Take your fucking pizza and get out of my house, you're the devil!" She yelled that at me and kept calling me Satan and the devil. Again, my mouth has no filter and I can't control it. I try, but I fail every time. As I'm closing the bag and laughing about how much I hate my job, I tell her, "All right, ma'am, you will not be able to order pizza from us again. Have a nice day. God bless you and your house." She kept following me outside to my car, screaming, "You're the fucking devil!" And there are families out there just watching this all go down. So I get into my car and start driving. Once I'm back, I tell my manager what happened, and she told me that the lady had already called in and screamed to her about what happened. Her story was that I cussed her out and got her order wrong. My manager shut her down and said I'd never do anything like that. But here's the weird part. She whispered into the phone to my manager and repeated, "Send him back! Send him back! Send him back!" She called once a day for about 3 months, just whispering this to whoever answered. She started driving by the restaurant and yelling, "The devil works here! You're all going to hell!" Now, I wasn't scared. I was just pissed and wanted to retaliate, because I can't tell you how many times she tried to follow me back to my apartment when I was off work. One night, I pulled over and got out just for her to stop her car in the road with her lights on, yelling, "The devil is here!" After this, I jumped back in my car and sped off. Luckily, after 6 months of dealing with this lady, I find out that she was schizophrenic and bipolar and hadn't been on her meds. Her daughter put her in a care home, but when she was cleaning out her house, she saw that her mom had pictures of me all over her bedroom wall with the word, yep, you guessed it, devil, written all over it. She found me and explained everything to me. And that was the end of it all. This happened a year ago when I was working as a pizza deliverer. I often worked late at night, and despite other women being sexually harassed on the job every now and then, I never felt very nervous when delivering. Anyways, this happened at around 11 p.m. I was delivering to a house, and as I arrive, I park out the front. Now, there are two things you should know from here. One, the pizza is on the passenger side. And two, this is an Australian derelict suburb. So I get out of the car, and I immediately notice this 20-something-year-old guy standing on the opposite side of the road facing me. This being a derelict area, and with me being rushed, I thought nothing of it, as it's not too uncommon to see derelicts hanging around the streets. But as I started walking around the car to the passenger side, I found him behind me. He asked me what the time was, and I said it was about 11-ish. This still didn't have me on edge, as I was used to this kind of stuff. But as I was opening the door to get the pizza, a jolt of suspicion came over me, as I noticed he was still behind me, not saying anything. Looking back at it now, I find it unnerving at how subtle this feeling was and how close I was to ignoring it. But I'm glad I didn't. I, while trying to act nonchalant, quickly closed the passenger door, walked around to the driver's side, hopped in, locked the door, turned on the car, and put it in drive. I felt like I was being overly cautious, but sure enough, he pops around to my side of the car. At this point, I feel pretty safe, and dare I say, proud in my decision making. So I crack the window to get to the bottom of this.
"Do you have the time on you?
It's 11 o'clock.
Can you please give me a lift? I need to go to my friend's and it's where you're delivering."
"No."
Well, I know whose pizza that is. It's my friend's down the road. I'll show you where it is if you can give me a ride there."
The conversation went on and on, but you get the idea. This guy was persistent. I eventually told him to get out of here, and I was calling the police. I closed the window and started dialing. As I was speaking to the police, he started yelling and banging on the window really hard. Thankfully, he eventually left, and the police came and searched for him while I delivered the pizza. Stuff like that happened every now and then, but despite most of it being just immature sexual harassment, I thankfully learned to be alert whilst on the job. I don't know what he wanted, but I'm glad I didn't find out.